Now, back in 2019, I welcomed a young Cape Town mountain climber to the Lunchtime Show who told us how she'd used her sport as a mechanism for dealing with mental illness. And Remy Close told us she was only 17 when she was diagnosed with depression. But her first major summit of Kilimanjaro in 2017 was a turning point for her in her fight for mental health. And really, mountaineering has played a vital role in her life ever since. When she was with me that day, she shared with us the news that she'd already completed 4 of the 7 continental summits and that she had the dream of climbing them all. Included in those long-term goals was what sounded like an absolutely impossible one, that she was going to tackle 2 major Himalayan summits back-to-back in a 24-hour period. It turns out that impossible it was not. Earlier this week, Remy Close summited both the highest mountain on Earth, Mount Everest, and its near neighbor, Mount Lhotse, in 24 hours. And in so doing, she became the first South African to conquer that particular double, and certainly the first South African woman, she thinks, to climb Lhotse. Somebody else earlier wrote to me, they said they thought Cathy O'Dowd had done it. I'm going to check that with Remy. She's with us on Zoom as we speak, having landed back in South Africa earlier today, I believe. Remy, you must be absolutely exhausted. So thank you for speaking to us and congratulations on this amazing achievement.
Thank you so, so much, Pippa, for the well wishes and for having me on the show again. You have definitely been part of the journey over the last couple of years. So it's great to be back.
Thank you. Remy, are you the first South African woman to summit Lhotse, or did Cathy O'Dowd do it before you? Do you know?
Yes, I do know. We've had this discussion and Cathy has personally congratulated me on my summit. So she actually summited. She didn't summit the true summit. It was a summit that was close by. Sometimes mountains have false summits and we can get them confused. So I'm lucky enough to be the first South African woman to summit Lhotse.
Thank you for clarifying that. Okay, Maya, certainly beyond my scope of mountaineering knowledge, so I appreciate the correction. Now, I mean, getting a good weather window to summit one peak of this scale is hard enough, but to have 2 back-to-back, to have 24 hours of clear weather to allow you to do that is pretty special. I mean, how lucky were you in the conditions on the day?
The conditions, I think, this season have been unprecedented. Usually every year there's a jet stream that determines the weather windows on Mount Everest and neighboring Himalayan mountains. Mm-hmm. And this year the jet stream has kind of just sneakily snuck by without even hitting. So we've been seeing summits every second day from about the 12th of May. So we've it's been unheard of, and we were extremely lucky with the weather. Obviously temperatures are freezing, dropping down to negative 30, negative 40, but the wind has been very low, which is the big challenging factor. And even, Pippa, when the sun comes out, the extreme heat has been more of a challenge this year, because you should see some of my climbing partners. Their faces are burned so badly. Luckily, coming from Africa, I have a little bit of experience with the sun. So
you know about sun cream.
Fine, okay. Yes.
That's extraordinary. I mean, Remy, did you get to spend any time at the top of Everest, or was the clock ticking in your head saying you've got to turn around and go back down because there's still another one to do? I mean, what was it like to get there?
No, it was spectacular. I felt strong and consistent throughout the expedition. Mountains are my home. I don't know what it is, but I feel like I'm dancing up the mountain all the time. It's very special. On the summit of Everest, I spent 45 minutes, which is really, really long.
Wow.
I managed to capture some beautiful images, which I'm something I'm very passionate about is photography. And, I made it in good time up there. So I wasn't too concerned, about rushing back, and I didn't have any cues. It was all timed really well for me. And it was all pretty, I mean, obviously it was an immense physical challenge. Like, I may be downplaying it a bit. Like, it was brutal, like, for sure. But overall, like, I'm really happy with how everything aligned and everything and how my body performed.
You were also very well timed in terms of what was happening in the skies above you, Remy, because I know our listeners are aware of what the moon was doing these last couple of days. I believe you got some really spectacular and unusual perspectives on moonset and sunrise while you were up there.
Yeah, Pippa, this is the one thing that absolutely blew my mind the entire time I was climbing. And I'm so grateful for this super moon eclipse that happened. It was the most unreal thing I've ever experienced in my life, seeing this blood red moon set on Nepal, and on the right, seeing the sunrise in Tibet whilst climbing Everest. And
Wow.
then one on that was on the 15th, and then on the 16th, I was climbing Lhotse, and then on the right, you saw this moon, this massive moon, illuminate the Himalayan mountains below, and then on the left, the silhouette of Mount Everest. And as the sun rose, Mount Everest started to get brighter and brighter. And I just couldn't believe what I was seeing while I was climbing. Looking back the whole time, it was absolutely spectacular. And I don't know how many mountaineers can actually say that they've witnessed something like this in their lifetime. So I feel very, very, very lucky.
Oh, you've given us all goosebumps listening to that description. Thank you. I mean, Remy, what would you say were the hardest moments of this climb? It sounds like you had a lot going your way in terms of the weather, in terms of your preparedness, in terms of the windows of opportunity that you had. Was it more of a physical battle or a mental battle, would you say?
It's always a combination. It's always a combination, and it's a kind of a dance between the two, depending on how you're feeling. I had a bit of issues with my oxygen mask on Everest, so at times I could feel like I felt a little bit sleepy, and I knew that
Wow.
was because of a lack of oxygen. So I tried to like just adjust my mask and check my oxygen bottle. So that was a bit like a bit concerning, but overall, so I just was a little bit slower then. I think, the hardest part is also coming back from summiting the highest mountain in the world and knowing you have to summit the next
Yeah.
mountain, but just trusting that your body will recover in those 6, 7 hours that you have to rest. So it's just about staying calm, one step at a time, one kind of challenge at a time.
It's an absolutely remarkable achievement in every way. Remy, I know it's not the last goal on your list of things to tick off, and I'm pretty sure that you must be feeling like COVID robbed you of some of the opportunities to do those. So what's next on your climbing list?
Well, it is a dream of mine to finish the seven summits, and I have one more left. So that's Carstens Pyramid in Papua New Guinea. And I'm not sure, maybe August if it's open. It's been closed for some time due
Yeah.
to civil unrest in the area. But mountains are such a big part of my life, Pippa, and it's such a big platform for me to empower and communicate powerful messaging. So it's not just like after I complete the seven that it's done. It's every year I hope to climb a significant peak, if maybe for the rest of my life. Just to add to that, one of my teammates, Mario, he's from Ecuador. He's 66.
Wow. Wow.
He's 66 and he managed. And I remember when he came off the mountain a day after me, and I saw him walk through the Khumbu ice fall, and I ran up to him and we gave each other a huge hug, and he just started crying. And I was like, this man is a hero. At 66, 4 kids, 8 grandkids, this is what I want my life to be like,
Amazing. You're making us all feel a little bit inadequate. I have to confess, Remy, it's been an absolute delight having you with us on the show. I hope you're now going to switch off the phone, go and put your feet up or have a hot bath and do something utterly lazy for the rest of the weekend. You've certainly earned the rest. Thank you so much for making time to speak to us, and congratulations again on your achievement.
Thanks so much, Pippa, and we'll chat soon. Have a beautiful weekend.
You too. Remy Klus, mountaineer who has just successfully summited back to back both Mount Everest and its nearby peak of a significant size itself, Mount Lhotse, the first South African woman to climb to the true summit of Lhotse, and the first South African of any gender ever to conquer that particular double.